Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
When I was in medical school, I always found anything to do with neurology, psychology, anything to do with the brain, basically, to be extremely fascinating. At one point, I was even thinking about going into neurology as a specialty. But I remember going through my psychiatric rotations, and I remember learning about schizophrenia. And I found, it's amazing how powerful the brain is and the things that the brain can do, both physiologically and pathologically. And I was always just amazed with the schizophrenia patients and what they went through. My guest has an amazing story, and I'm so glad he came on. His name is James Hickman. He's a mental health therapist, and he just has a really interesting perspective and personal story dealing with schizophrenia. James, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Dr. Mike. It's great to be here.
Well, I think, you know what, I just want to hear your story, James. Can you just share with me and my listeners what you go through and how you deal with schizophrenia and how that helps you to help other people?
Sure, Dr. Mike. I've been affected by schizophrenia for my whole life. My mother, Wilma, was diagnosed with schizophrenia shortly following my birth, and she passed away in 1982. Then after that, I became sort of an orphan. I dealt with some obstacles like hunger and poverty, and a lot of obstacles that came from being an orphan. Well, I was adopted by my grandmother, who raised me, and I went on to become a football player in high school and then attend college at the University of Alabama. So things were going well for me, but then I was diagnosed with schizophrenia myself when I turned 21. So
is that kind of the, I guess, the common age range to be diagnosed with schizophrenia? Is it the 20s?
It is. For men, it's actually a younger age. The average age of onset is younger than that, but for women, it's older. So now go ahead.
For a guy, yeah. No, that's okay. So you were a little older for a man. No, so you mentioned your mom was diagnosed with schizophrenia as well. So is there other people in your family? Was there a definite family connection with schizophrenia?
Well, there's a family connection, but just in two generations. You know, I work with all kinds of people, and I hear about people having mental illness in their family for a long time, but the only mental illness I'm aware of in my family are the two generations, consisting of my mother and then both myself and my brother. So that's part of my story, is my brother, older brother Bert, was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Eventually, I was able to help rescue him from homelessness.
Oh, yeah. Tell my listeners a little bit about what schizophrenia is, how it manifests in patients of schizophrenia, and then how it manifests in you specifically.
Well, schizophrenia manifests itself in a number of ways. The most prominent feature about it are hallucinations and delusions. And when someone has a psychotic break with reality, they might imagine all kinds of unreal things or see things that aren't there, hear things that aren't there. Those are the positive symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Positive in the sense that they add things that people don't want added to their life. There's also negative symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Those are things that take away from a person, like depression, like feelings of lethargy. Then there's also a third type of symptoms that aren't as well known as the other two, called cognitive symptoms. So sometimes it's hard for people with schizophrenia to concentrate, or they can have difficulty communicating at times.
So have we figured out, you know, when I was in medical school, James, you know, there were some theories floating around about the cause of schizophrenia. But to be quite honest with you, the theories were pretty bizarre. Nothing was set, definitely even close to being conclusive. You know, but that was, you know, 20 plus years ago. Have we learned anything new about schizophrenia, the cause, any leading theories out there?
Well, I've definitely given this a lot of thought and looked into the research. There's even some evolutionary theories. No theories have really been proven, or and the illness isn't understood completely. But there's even an evolutionary theory that where people with schizophrenia might have been created by evolution to sort of separate themselves from the rest of society, to nudge them into forming relationships with people in other societies. But like that's just one theory. What they're trying to do now is notice what kind of structural differences are in the brain with people with schizophrenia. What they're finding so far is some people may have schizophrenia for different reasons structurally in their brain than other people. So it's definitely an illness that is little understood. Go ahead, sir.
No, really nothing's been worked out. We know that the medications can be helpful, but they often have a lot of side effects. What are some of the things that, you know, as a mental health therapist, James, what are some of the things that you like to offer to your patients, schizophrenics that come in? I mean, how do you help them? What is it that you focus on?
Well, I definitely have an advantage having some similar type experiences as the people I work with. It helps me form a connection with them, and once I form a connection with a patient, I can help them heal. And it doesn't really matter if it's schizophrenia necessarily. I find that I form a connection with people with all kinds of different diagnoses. And go ahead.
Yeah. You're obviously are working with people on medications and stuff. So do you do a lot of? Is it behavioral therapy to help with the symptom? I mean, what exactly is your focus when it comes to schizophrenia?
Well, I help teach people coping skills. Of course, I encourage everybody to stay on antipsychotic medication that has schizophrenia. And nowadays they have the injectable medications, which are fairly good. Now, in the old days, they had injectable medication, but on the older medications, they only helped with the positive symptoms I was talking about earlier. The new injectable medications with the new medication, they work on positive and negative symptoms.
Yeah, we only have 60 seconds left, James. Real fast, we know that homelessness is a major issue with people with schizophrenia, and I think that's an important, you know, I'm glad that you had mentioned that before. Even you helped your brother with homelessness, and I just want my listeners to know that many people on the streets are often diagnosed with schizophrenia. James, do you have a website that you would like my listeners to go to learn a little bit more about your story, and if they need help, how they can maybe reach out to you?
Yes, I do. It's www.themindfulson.com.
James, I want to thank you so much for what you do, for taking what you're going through, your diagnosis, and using that to help other people. That is inspirational. It's awesome, and I thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.